This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1229. Your ears are burning. We're talking about you. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you ever run into people unexpectedly? Would you like to know what to say to kick off that conversation in a light and friendly way in English? Find out what to do today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how you feeling today?
Great. There was a pause before great, because like I always feel great and positive, but there's a lot going on right now, Lindsay.
There's a lot going on. Good stuff, though, right?
Mostly all good stuff.
Yeah.
All very, very good stuff. So, James and I are moving next month. We found like a really cute little condo. It's so funny because you walk up the stairs and there's an open courtyard, and the description is a European style courtyard. And it's like fake brick with a little fountain and like a big clock and stuff. It's
fake
so
brick,
cute.
I love that. That's awesome. No, I'm glad you found a new place. It can be really stressful looking for a place to live, for sure. So that is awesome. That's cool.
Yes, it's very exciting. And you're probably kind of looking for places right now.
Kind of. Yeah, we went down to Santa Monica on Saturday and kind of looked around and thought to ourselves, do we want to live in Santa Monica? We're not sure. You know, I think we're a little picky. We like the grit. We actually like grit. Like, we like neighborhoods that are slightly edgy, but not for dangerous. Sure. Just, you know, we went around Santa Monica and we started looking at the rental prices, which are ridiculous, of course.
I bet. Oh, my gosh.
And then we sat down and we had lunch. And I was like, you know what? This little neighborhood, this little like town square, the center area, like a shopping center, just doesn't inspire me. There are nail salons. There are fancy hat shops. This is not me. It's not me. And I had to be honest. I'm like, I don't want to live here. I don't want to live in a neighborhood in LA that's not me. So we're going
to
try to look.
And there are so many neighborhoods to choose from. Like, you have to trust your gut.
You have to trust your gut. They say that in LA, it really depends on the neighborhood you're in, right? It's really hard to generalize. So we're going to try to look at West Hollywood, East Hollywood. Like, we're going to look at Echo Park, like a bunch of different options.
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited to dig in and look at these neighborhoods and see if this is really us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, walk around and see how it feels, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know right away, like, you really have to trust yourself, like not letting other things decide for you. Like,
exactly.
I should live here because blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't do that when you're going to be in a place day to day. Like, you have to look around and be like, how does it feel? Like, on a gut level, like, does this, like you said, inspire me? How does this feel?
Exactly. It's been quite a couple of weeks. You know, we left things behind in Boston. We drove across the U.S. That was an adventure in itself. And now we're here, and it's like everything is different, and it's big.
You know, I can't picture you in like Santa Monica or a place like that either. Like, it's so shiny. That's the way I think of places like that. Like, it's so shiny. It seems seems fake. It's like, fake. I think that's why it's not inspiring, because it's so superficial. Like, there's nothing real happening. Like, in order to have character and be inspiring, like, there has to be good and bad points. Nothing can be, like, perfect.
Exactly, exactly. And if you're going to pay a lot of money in rent, you should be in a neighborhood that at least it feels like home, that it feels like you belong there. I do not belong, at least not that part of Santa Monica. There may be some edge city, like some neighborhoods that are on the edge of Santa Monica, you know, that are more, a little more me or us, but that one, no. Just not me.
You guys aren't going to get manicures.
Yeah, like, no, definitely not.
You don't need that strip mall.
No, no, no. Yeah, so it's an ongoing adventure. We'll be sharing this for sure with our listeners here, what happens. I mean, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the new place goes for you in Portland as well. I mean, we are reinventing ourselves all the time, right, Jessica?
Totally. That's why I love being a part of All Ears English, you guys, because this is us. Like, we're this is us. We share like personal stuff on Instagram, like pictures and posts and videos.
Definitely.
James and I had an amazing last day of summer at an amusement park the other day, and I'm going to be posting a lot of cool like videos and stuff from there in the next couple weeks. And James is in the first one. It's really awesome. Guys, if you're not following us on Instagram, you are missing out. So follow All Ears English on Instagram, guys.
Definitely go over there. I love all the videos that come up. It's so cool. Yeah, you guys really do get to see the real us in our real cities and just experience real English. It's fantastic.
It's
so Jessica, what are we getting into today? We have kind of an interesting topic. We love to get really granular and specific on this show.
Yes, because that's how you guys want to learn, right? Mm-hmm. So, guys, we have some amazing idioms for you today. So, like, how do you greet someone when they approach you or when you see them in public, right? I mean, guys, like, you've learned all the general boring stuff, like, hey, what's up? Oh, hello. Nice to see you. That's super boring. So, we have some really cool specific idioms for you guys today. So, the first one, if you and a friend are talking to each other about another person, okay?
Yeah.
Good or bad, you could say. Right. And that person that you're talking about comes up to you and you look at them and you're like, oh, speak of the devil.
Yeah. I love this because you're right. It can be taken in like a, it can be a, in a good or a bad way, right? So if you want to be kind of endearing to the person, it's endearing if you want to say, hey, speak of the devil, right? And, and it's, you see it in your tone of voice. But if maybe if you were saying something bad about that person, you might whisper to your friend, speak of the devil.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. And I think we've talked about on the show before how, like, I don't think either of us are good liars, right? Like, we can't, like, hide our emotions. So if I, like, I try not to speak bad about people anyway. Like, I'm not, like, a gossipy person. It makes me feel bad. Like, I feel guilty if I'm gossiping. And so, like, if I'm saying something like judgy or negative about someone and that person actually comes up to me and like surprises me and I'm like, oh my God, did they hear me? Then I might react like, oh, speak of the devil. And they could see, they could hear in my tone of voice that like, that probably wasn't good.
Interesting. Okay, you have that strategy. Yeah, I don't know. We all kind of deal with these things in different ways, but generally this is positive, right? Generally, we would use this as a warm welcome to welcome the person in and be like, oh, we were just talking about you. Like, you know, we're talking about this great thing that happened or this. And that's also a nice bridge, guys, to a robust conversation. But you could say like, oh, I was just telling Jessica about your new place, right? In Portland.
Exactly.
And tell us about that. How's it going? So a nice bridge.
No, totally. I was just gonna say that exactly. How like if you're at a party or you're throwing a party, and maybe your guests don't all know each other, right? And that that's a great way to introduce each other. So like you're talking about, oh, you know what? You should meet my friend Carrie, because she is also a massage therapist. And then Carrie walks up and you're like, oh, speak of the devil. And it's like, yeah, it's really positive.
I love that. I love that. So it's, and so now we're going to bridge, guys, to the next phrase, which is linked because it's when someone is talking about you, right? So there are certain ways, and I love this one. What is this phrase, Jessica?
It sounds so ridiculous. I can't believe we talk like this.
Yeah.
It's funny when you think about idioms we say and you're like, why do we say that? Okay. So this one, guys, my ears are burning, or are your ears burning? So you could use this as a question in actually the same exact situation as speak of the devil. Because if you're talking about someone and then that person walks up and you're like, oh, are your ears burning? I was just talking about you.
I love that. I love that.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
I don't know why we're so superstitious, right? It's kind of a superstition that we hold in our culture that our ears would get red. Well, my ears get red all the time, but I don't think it's because people are talking about me. I think it's just because I have this, like, I run hot sometimes. And when my face gets red, my ears get red. It's the worst.
You know, maybe that's where it comes from, though, because, like, if you're, like, if someone is embarrassed, then their face can get red. Yeah. It can flush. Mm-hmm. Their ears can get red. And having someone talk about you, either good or bad.
That's like, true.
It can be embarrassing.
Yeah, I never put that together. Interesting. That probably is what it is. So guys, you can use this. I mean, if you were to drop this phrase just to start a conversation or in the middle of a conversation with the native, I mean, that would instantly build that connection.
For sure. Oh, and you know what I just thought of? So that first one, speak of the devil. Like, this is actually really common to say. And you know what? I would actually honestly also use this if I was just thinking about someone.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm thinking about a friend and then they call, I would be like, speak of the devil. I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, I love that. So it doesn't have to be strictly just speaking about someone. It could be thinking about them, maybe writing something about them. Who knows?
Yeah. So it's so versatile, guys. You can totally use that with your friends. Okay, this last one, guys, this is a little bit broader. We can use it in a lot more situations. Lindsay, what do you say if someone sort of surprises you by being in the same place you are?
So this one is kind of fun. You could say, fancy seeing you here, right?
I love it.
So it's great. Maybe this is like originally a very British kind of phrase, but I love it. Fancy seeing you here, right? You're surprised. Totally. And you might use a little intonation there. How would you do it with an intonation, Jessica?
Yeah, I'd be like, fancy seeing you here. So it's really like this up and down intonation. Yeah. It's very fun to say. I have such a great example of this, guys, about being surprised to see someone in a place. So when I lived in Cambodia, I was part of like an expat drama troupe, and we like did plays and stuff like that. And so one of the women that were in the group, her name was Claire, and she worked for an NGO there. She was super sweet. She was South African, super nice. And then a couple years later, probably like 3 or 4 years later, I was actually in Cape Town in South Africa. And I was walking by this cafe with tables outside, and I turned around and it was Claire.
Oh, that's like, insane.
It was insane. I was like, what? Fancy seeing you here. This is a whole other country. What are you doing?
I love those weird encounters in life. That kind of thing happens, you know, especially tends to happen when you're across the world, not when you're in your hometown, you know? That's nuts.
Yeah, because that's kind of obvious. Like, of course you're here. It's not fancy. Yeah. Like, I expect to see you here. So this is really just if you're like kind of surprised that someone is in this place with you.
Yeah, for sure. I ran into a few people at the podcasting conference last week that I didn't think were going to be there. And it was less interesting of an encounter, but like definitely exciting and fun. Like you kind of like put your head down and you're like, say the person's name. Is that you? Oh my gosh. Like, what are you doing here?
So fun. You could also like in that situation, if it's, you know, like not so much just like you live in the same town and you're surprised to see them. But like in the examples that we're saying, when it's like a whole other city that you don't expect to see this person in, you could be like, it's a small world. I think we also say that a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I recently at the conference this past weekend, I met someone who had just met some friends of mine from Boston, but met them in Utah, and it was a completely weird connection. And I was describing these friends to them, and they said, "Wait, you mean Allie and Angela?" I'm like, "Wait, you don't know them?" What? And they're like, "Yeah, they stayed at my house last weekend." It was so random.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. So guys, like, this is connection.
Yeah, this is connection.
The more you travel around the world, the more you interact with people, the more you just talk to people anywhere, the more connections like this you're going to make, right?
Exactly.
The more like random surprise encounters where you're like, oh my God, you get to talking and you know what? It's a small world.
It's a
small
world.
We have both snowboarded at such and such, or we both were living in Spain at the same time, or like, you know, like the more you share your experiences and you find stuff in common.
Exactly. And this is what we want you guys to be able to do, right? This is kind of what makes life beautiful, is making these awesome connections, you know, going out for a drink and realizing that someone you're chatting with who now lives in LA, for example, grew up right in your hometown or like three blocks from you. That is amazing. It makes you feel very connected to the person, and it starts a great conversation. I mean, that's what makes a fun evening out, right?
Exactly. And that is your point of entry. Like, you find that thing in common, and then you could go anywhere from there. So, you know, I just thought of another example. When I went to do the computer IELTS test in Canada, and then afterwards I was like eating lunch or whatever, and there were these two guys next to me talking about going on like this amazing hiking adventure. And so I turned around and I was like, where is that trail? Is that the Pacific Crest Trail? Is that the PCT, or is it somewhere else? And we started talking, and turns out they're brothers from Portland.
No.
And so we talked about that. Like, yeah,
that's insane.
Crazy.
That's insane. I love it. I love it. So guys, we want you to have these connections, and now you have the phrases that you can use when these things come up. So make sure you write these down, and I'm sure these will probably be in your personal power list, guys. These will be tappable inside the iOS app. Okay.
Yes,
Jessica,
for sure.
What is the personal power list? Personal power vocabulary list.
Yeah, guys, this is amazing. So when you're in the app, you can see the transcripts for the show, you guys, and you can choose the phrases. There are highlighted phrases, key phrases, like the ones we taught you today, these idioms. And you could be like, oh my gosh, I really want to use speak of the devil. I love it. So you could tap on it and you could add it to your personal vocabulary list. And then whenever you want, you're commuting to work, you're on the train, you're waking up in the morning. Everybody like rolls over and grabs their phone, right? So instead of like going to Facebook, go to your personal vocabulary list and be like, I'm going to use this phrase today.
Yeah, I love it, because we know that you guys, you learn new words on this show, but then the episode goes by and here's the next episode, and you may, you know, maybe you try to write them down, but then you lose the notebook.
Yeah.
Right? Or something happens. And so now we've built a tool for you that's very unique. You can't get it anywhere else. And all of your words will be stored just for you. So the app will remember the words that you added to your personal power list. Okay.
It's so perfect. I mean, we store everything on our phones now anyway.
Exactly.
You guys, nobody carries like a moleskin notebook around with them anymore. Like everything is on your phone.
Except for us. You and me, we use calendar. I still use the physical calendars. I will say that. What do you call it? The calendar book. So, but anyways, that's a side point. We're old fashioned. Anyways, guys, if you want to download that app, go to your iOS device and type in your search bar, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Okay. That'll bring up the app. You can download it and start using it. Join the premium membership and you'll get to see those real-time transcripts and start your personal power list. All
right. Yes. Awesome. I love it.
Very cool. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out this morning. I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.